Hello, this is Roshi Shibe with Stoshi's Treasure Hunters, and this is the weekly hunt update of July 6th through July 16th. We are going to talk about the Pneumonic Key, the D-Live Key, the Philanthropy Key, I think the Clan or the Cult Key a little bit, and the Earth Key. So we're just going to talk about some of the keys that have been out there, what has not been solved, what has been solved, what there hasn't been really any gaming news. I do know that a new clue has dropped, and I will talk about that during my clue drop video. But for now, we'll just talk about mostly about the D-Live key and what's going on with that. So let's get into the news. Or I should say, let's get into onto the hunt. Okay, this is just an example of one of the D-Live streamers that participated in the hunt. He was Agent 4, which is Virtual Bacon. I have a list in the show notes of all the participants of the hunt. I mentioned them during my clue drop video. If you haven't yet quite solved for any of these keys, you still can. DLive has a replay system where you can find the replays of each of these streamers, and you can go through their videos and find the QR codes as well as the passphrases embedded in each of their videos. Each one had done it differently. Sometimes they threw up the QR code and then the passphrase all at once. Others broken apart in different pieces. They either displayed it on their streaming screen or they hid it around about their room. In the case of Virtual Bacon, some of the clues were given riddles, so you had to actually literally search through the DLive service in order to be able to find the QR codes. It was a fun game. It was an interesting game. It was all different times. It was really, really, if you had a clan that you're working with, it made it much easier. If you're working on your own, it proved a little bit tedious or difficult, if you will. But also very informative, and I'll explain how that is. So, for example, this is something I was not aware about when it came to QR codes. I knew if you had, like, for example, here, let me enlarge this a little bit. So as you can see, the full QR code here where the mouse is, I knew for advertisement and stuff like that, if a little smudge or whatever of the full QR code, you could still scan it. I wasn't aware of the fact during the solving experience that if you had three of the parts of the QR code, you can still scan the QR code. And I also learned a little bit more. So I knew with QR codes, like if you had the full QR code, as you can see, that's enhanced here, you could scan if there was a smudge. I knew with the QR code, if you had the full QR code, as you can see here, if there was like a smudge or a little nick, if you will, it would still scan. What I learned from participating in this particular clue solve, if you will, is that you only need three pieces of the QR code or a significant portion of the data in order to solve it. I have a couple articles as well as a tool that may be helpful for you in order to find the QR codes. Excuse me. In order to make the solve, I learned a little bit more about how they are, I guess you can say they work, like the position and orientation. I knew like you had to have three of the big squares here, the formatting information, and just how it's pieced together, if you will. This is a great article here. This one about you can kind of understand by generating your own QR code, error corrections. A really simple breaking down of decoding a broken QR code, how to piece it together. This is from a different ARG game, which is actually still going on. Every year of the season of Mr. Robot, there has been an ARG game, and there's one right now. If you're interested, you can go on to Reddit. I think it's ARG Robot, and you can find information as well as links in this particular article about that particular ARG game. And this right here, KQ Razy Box, it took me a while to find this one. It's off of GitHub. It helps you being able to kind of fix and play with QR codes. But really, fundamentally, the best way to solve for a QR code was if you had it, as I took a picture here of Virtual Bacon on his first night. He didn't do this for everyone. This is just the first one. You had to do a screen capture. Some of the other ones, like Kangang, Alitzo, and Flowdriver, had the QR codes in the streaming, as well as did Enforcer One, and you had to piece it together. You basically took a screenshot, and then you can kind of like clip it, enhance it, clip it. Let me fix the webcam here. You had to clip it, kind of fix it, enhance it, if you will. Get it to you. You can have, like, you know, the actual QR code, and then piece it together, either depending on what kind of service you have, either Paint, Photoshop, GIMP, and just basically piece the QR codes together until you, sometimes you had to reorientate them because they didn't orientate them right, either deliberate or unintentional. Piece them together, and this allowed you to be able to scan with your phone or whatever device you had, and then you were able to unlock the decryptor page. And then, depending on the streamer, in the case of Virtual Bacon, it was today, you had to get the passphrase. With Enforcer, he like chopped them up. A few of the others chopped them up as well. You had to get the pieces, and then they weren't in order, so you had to basically piece together either using a brute force password program or piecing it together yourself to be able to figure out what the exact passphrase is to decrypt the page. And I will show you two of these keys. One is Flowdriver, one is from Letzondo, because they actually pulled up the full QR code. So let me input the passphrases for those. And there'll be a link in the show notes for each of these particular ones, as well as a link to the key itself, both in the show note as well as on the key So here is one of the keys. Again, it's in the show notes. Here is one of the keys. Again, it's in the show notes, as well as the Google Drive document. And here we go. Here is the other one. So the DLive key is considered solved. So let's go to Satoshi's Treasure site. As you can see, the Earth key is still unsolved. I have a link to Virtual Bacon. He actually kind of went through both the New York key on how you can solve it yourself, how he was going about solving it, as well as he was going through the Earth key and his thoughts on how to solve the Earth key, which currently as it stands, it's been almost 2 months now, is still unsolved. The Philanthropic key, they've already issued the first winner. There'll probably be a winner sometime tomorrow. The cult key has, let's see, is it back up? All right, it has not been fixed yet. The cult key right here is still considered found. The first one has been issued. The zero knowledge key, the first one of that has been issued. Let's see. The neurotic key has been solved. We'll talk about that. The DLive keys, the first two of them you can find like right off the bat. Like I said, Flowdriver and Lazamba threw up the QR codes and the passphrase in their streams. So there's no piecing together anything. The other four, you're going to have to piece it together yourself. So that's six keys that you can obtain of just piecing together the QR codes and figuring out the passphrases. A pretty simple key, you know, pretty simple, I would say, in the sense that it's just really copy and pasting and just orientating the QR codes to make it scannable. And then we'll talk about the street key when I do the clue video. So the numeric key was a series of numbers which allow you to figure out the passphrase. We were actually given the decryptor page, so we didn't have to figure out the decryptor page and the passphrase. It was just figuring out the passphrase. On Twitter, Grieter, to two people I follow on Satoshi's Treasures, Hunter's official Twitter account, thanks to EpicX, who's out from Japan, Japanese Hunter, and Gutierrez.com. He threw up the pretty much the key for the pneumatic key. You can almost figure out some of the numbering here if you're unable to solve it yourself, but that'd be like a big guess. He talked about how he had the link. He linked to Python code to help him solve it. There was also a hint given to me. I have a link in the show notes to the Twitter person who gave it to me about the Zimmerman telegram, which was from World War One. It was came out of Mexico, about Germany and Mexico and espionage, and it used this kind of mnemonic code, if you will, to send basically a coded message back to the homeland, if you will. So that was a possible way of kind of giving you a hint of what to expect on what to do with this key, which is basically the clue was a codebreaker, clue, if you will. And I also have a link in the show notes from the same person who suggested to me on Twitter about using this particular set of tools, Python's tools, to help basically break the code for you in order to figure out how to solve for this particular clue. Virtual Bacon actually goes through a breakdown of both his thoughts on the Earth key and the Neurot key, and he actually goes through a breakdown where it has to deal with prime numbers and figuring out the prime numbers and duplications, and then transferring those prime numbers to the concept of lettering. And then he didn't actually solve it on the channel itself, but it's another hint, if you will, another way for you to figure out how, if you're not like a developer or a computer person like myself, how to go through the process of those steps of learning how to figure out for the passphrase for this particular code. And then let's talk about some of the keys. So the Arctur key is not on here, but people have been trying to track down the artist, Shirley Shore, and where her art exhibits are in New York, and no one's really been able to get success in tracking it down. So I personally think as of now, the Arctur key is kind of donezo. Basically, you had to be in New York at the time and been able to get to that exhibit and figure out what that particular, you know, solving for the clue and getting that particular key. I personally think it's donezo, really. The room key could potentially, the exhibit ended July 7th, but because the key sticker is outside of that area, I think you can still go to that area and find that sticker unless they sent someone there to scrape it off the fire hydrant. I think it's possible still, even though July 7th has passed, for you to be able to find the room key. Let's see. The zero knowledge key hasn't been publicly disclosed, but it has been solved for. It's one of the prizes for the Z-Snarks crypto challenge for those who are more talented in that area to be able to obtain those keys. That hasn't been publicly disclosed, but there's still two more keys available all the way to it ends July 29th. D-Life key is done. The Philanthropist key is going all the way to the end of this month. So there's still a chance for your clan or as an individual for you to obtain three additional keys by giving to the Binance Charity Fund. Toshi Cypher Group was the winner of the first set of keys. Let's go back to Earth key, Philanthropist key. The Cold Key is not up and running yet again. Let's see. Pretty much it. Let's see. The number and the keys. Because many of these keys are now multiples, that's why you're seeing the numbers like are really high, even though there might be some gaps. Like, we don't know what the numbering is for the Hunter Key. That was like potentially three keys. Only one was found. We do know the numbering for the D-Live key goes to 29 to 33. The Neurot key is 34. So while the key numbers are kind of high, there, I think there's a few keys out there, particularly like with the Cult key being multiples. We don't know the numbering for the Zero Knowledge key, and that's a multiple. I think you can fairly say that up to this point right now, there are